Arizona's immigration crisis.
We talked to Cochise County Sheriff Mark Daniels yesterday, minutes after the Supreme Court issued a ruling letting the Biden administration now allow migrants seeking asylum to remain inside the U.S. while they await their asylum hearings, which would be an elimination of the Remain in Mexico policy. You'll hear what he's doing right now to prepare for what he believes will be an increased influx, and the surprising thing he told us. I mean, it was very surprising. The thing he told us about arresting a suspected human smuggler twice in a few hours' time. You can hear all that if you go to the Arizona Morning News podcast page at KTAR.com. But I wanted to play some other things for you that Sheriff Daniels told KTAR, like what it's been like dealing with the border while Remain in Mexico has been in effect, how the border crisis has impacted his county.
From July 1 of 2021 till May, we booked over 900 border-related suspects in my jail. That right there is an impact that we're seeing as a result of this border.
You know, this is a county that only has... It has fewer than 200,000 residents, 80 miles along the Mexico border, and they've booked over 900 border-related suspects in that jail, which, by the way, I've been by that jail. It ain't that big. I've been in that jail, actually, not
really?
as a suspect.
Well, tell us more, Jim.
No, I visited the sheriff's headquarters in Cochise County. He says it's impacting his county financially, and he thanks the governor and the Arizona legislature for the financial support. The Governor Ducey signing a bill that directs $335 million to build border fencing and do some other things.
If it wasn't for our state helping us, I would be in dire straits right now. We truly would be in trouble. We would be exploited. As a sheriff, as elected sheriff, my number one responsibility is the quality of life of the people who live in my county.
So Ducey signs this legislation directing $335 million to construct virtual or physical fencing along the border with Mexico. It's part of a larger $564 million border security funding package. That's the most we've ever spent in Arizona, so we'll see if it makes a difference. Sheriff Daniels, though, says they have a lot of needs.
We know overtime costs. That could be a factor, all the way down to having evidence, more evidence custodians to address the amount of drugs we seize, the property we seize, you name it, stolen guns, whatever comes through our evidence room, we have to have somebody that can help us with that. There's a ripple effect to everything we do here. Since we're seeing an uptick in crime, as you see based on the border bookings, in my rural jail, that's just one jail here.
By the way, it would be very, very uncomfortable if I got booked into the Cochise County Jail. Mark Daniels is a friend of family members who are in law enforcement in southern Arizona, so that would be really, really
uncomfortable. Wouldn't be able to keep that secret.
Yeah. This new border budget, by the way, includes a new jail in Cochise County and payments for local prosecutors and transportation. Also has $45 million for emergency operations and what's called fusion centers, and $54 million in cash for local sheriff's offices. And the border sheriffs will all tell you there's just not enough money in the world, really, to keep up with what they're doing. But they are very appreciative of this money that's coming their way, especially after what Daniels told us yesterday. He really believes the biggest impact is of this Supreme Court ruling, and that is this sending of a signal from the Biden administration that the border is, well, very welcoming. It's 6:18 now at KTAR.